on the line now is U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Senator. Thank you for joining us.
Good to be back. Thanks, Craig.
Let's talk first about the recent Trump-Putin summit, their first get-together, I believe, one-on-one. What should one expect out of something like this? Is it a get-to-know-you session? Is it a set-a-future-agenda kind of meeting? Should they be resolving complex issues? What are your thoughts?
Well, if the first thing you do is you say to Putin, stay out of our elections, and you talk about Ukraine, his intervention in the Crimea, his attacks in Ukraine. You talk about what they're doing to American elections. And instead, it seemed like two good old boys getting together. Trump should have immediately demanded that Putin hand over those responsible for hacking our elections, those 12 indicted Russians. Instead, the president blamed the U.S. and Russia equally. And for the president of the United States to blame our country in front of the former KGB thug, was just embarrassing. It was embarrassing, but it was worse than embarrassing.
You are also involved with the National Defense Authorization Act. Tell us what's new there.
Well, I'm on the conference committee, which simply means that the House and Senate, people in the House and Senate get together and work out what's going on in those issues and the differences. And it's a lot about jobs in Cleveland, in Columbus. It's about Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And it's about protecting our country from China. When the Chinese come and invest in the United States, sometimes their investments, we welcome investments, but sometimes their investments are about getting national security secrets from the U.S. And we wrote language in this bill to make sure we protect ourselves from that kind of national security threat from the Chinese. That's a major part of this legislation.
You've been very vocal over the years about a level playing field when it comes to the steel industry, the aluminum industry. And so we have some tariffs and/or sanctions against specific countries. And now we're hearing more and more of the downside of tariffs on other items. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I supported the president's decision on the tariffs. But I think you got to look back, and I mean, I wish he had done it a bit differently, or maybe more than a bit differently. It worked with our allies, aimed at the Chinese and the South Koreans and the Turks, the ones who have been serial cheaters in this. But remember why this change was needed. For decades, our failed trade policy has hurt Ohioans. It's rewarded companies that ship jobs overseas. A plant will shut down, as we know too well, in Lorain or Elyria, move overseas, get a tax break, sell the products back into the United States. So, as people listening today know, for years I've been fighting to change this failed trade policy. I call on President Trump to take action when he was elected. He has done that, but I want him to focus on those countries who have cheated. Again, especially China, South Korea, and Turkey. He instead has also kind of attacked some of our allies when we need them as allies in this trade issue, this trade enforcement. We don't need to sort of shoot at all of them.
Is it sort of a double-edged sword? Because the moment we heard the tariffs, we heard of Harley-Davidson having issues and some changes they were making to their company to go overseas. Is it a double-edged sword, or do you expect that sort of thing when you put those tariffs on?
Well, first of all, the Harley-Davidson story has been mischaracterized. What Harley-Davidson has been moving production offshore for years. They took their huge tax cut, as did General Motors. And everybody in this listening in Lorain County remembers when GM abandoned the Lowell Street plant. There's a history of that, shutting down production in the U.S. and moving overseas. That's what GM's doing. That's what Harley-Davidson's doing. They get these huge tax breaks, and they want to blame it on the tariffs, but it's been their business plan all along. But again, if these tariffs are focused where they belong, on those countries that cheat, China, South Korea, and Turkey principally, and we work with our allies, this blowback from tariffs wouldn't be what it's been. And interaction with candidate Trump, President-elect Trump, actually, was to write him a letter saying, don't play off agriculture against industry, don't play off steel workers against farmers, because we've not gone into this with our allies aimed directly at China and Korea and Turkey. We have the tariffs have come back and hurt too many of our farmers and too many of our other industries.
U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown on the line with us this morning. One last thing. We know, of course, you're a big Cleveland Indians fan. What can we expect in the final half of the season?
Well, I, I'm no genius about this, but they're going to win the Central Division in part because the Central Division's pretty lousy. But their team's good. They're not quite as good as last year. I mean, but their personnel's as good as last year once they get Andrew Miller back. But I think they need another guy in the bullpen. But it's going to be a good season. They're going to make the playoffs, of course. And I think their pitching staff will be rested and healthy and ready to go to start the playoffs. So it's going to be an exciting October in Cleveland again.
Senator, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Of course. Thanks again.